This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply. Casey Bolton, the CEO of Aviva Health, with us. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. So tell us more about this downtown Roseburg commercial space that you've recently obtained and what you plan to do with it.
Yeah, so we actually got, it was gifted to us actually a while back, and we, you know, COVID just kept us pretty busy and hopping, and you know, particularly the staffing piece, we just haven't had the capacity to staff it. And there's a whole process for us to get approval for a new access point through the federal system. We got to run the traps on that, but yeah, we're using that, and we got clearance to the city to operationalize it right away for a patient management call center, and that's kind of what we've set up.
So what exactly does a patient management call center do?
Yeah, so some folks call that case management. You know, case management's kind of the industry term, but for me, it's like patient management in the sense of folks can call us, either the health system, and Mercy has a direct line to that center, and then other organizations. So if one of our patients that's assigned to us at Aviva starts having symptoms like for COVID, this is the point of why we set it up, then that kind of cell handles tracking the patient to make sure they get their pulse oximeter, they know when to go to the ER or not. So it's kind of an additional layer of communication with the patient and then the rest of the care system.
With all the questions that come in people's minds with dealing with this pandemic, I'm sure that having a number to call and be able to connect someone and get some information right off the bat so you know exactly where to go next or what to do has got to be real helpful.
It is. Now, the what we're telling the public, we've got it set up, re-triggered or refigured our existing phone number. So there's a way, if we call our main number as a patient, it will funnel to this management cell if it needs to. And so what we're trying to do, you know, I think one of your questions probably would be, how is Omicron different? And one of the differences, although, you know, there's significantly more cases because of how contagious this is, but they're less severe, and, you know, people kind of hang their hat on that less severe. What's going to happen, we think, is that Mercy's still going to have the same amount they had in August, September. You know, they got slammed hard. But what I think will go in addition to that is the outpatient system will get much busier because, you know, people are less sick. It doesn't mean they're not sick. So where do they do? What do? They go to their health system, you know, like us at Aviva, and they go, hey, I'm not feeling well. So we need additional capacity just to funnel that. So if they're not feeling well and really do need to be hospitalized, then there's a process that kicks in. Otherwise, you know, we try to manage them at home.
And do you have any kind of guess as a timeline how this is evolving?
Guess is the right word. You know, we have estimates because we need to do something when we talk about resources and kind of the planning piece of it. So we think Omicron's here, and we're seeing the uptick as on the front end of the wave, if you will. And one of the first things that's very apparent is that, you know, we don't have the testing kits that we need really to give out to the public. Like, I know the federal government wants to hand out 20 million or something like that. It's just nowhere near enough for us to really understand where the virus is and how to contain it anymore. So that's why the messaging is, you know, if you're sick or sort of sick, you know, just stay home, call your primary care provider and take guidance from them. But unless you're having trouble breathing or you have like new mental fog or, you know, there's some other symptoms, you know, you should just stay home. And, you know, DPHN still has their hotline. And Umpqua Health Alliance has also really kicked into high gear, and they have a hotline. And those those numbers should be coming out soon if they're not already out.
And for this new facility, are there things when we get past all of this and down the road a ways that you would like to do with this downtown space?
Yeah, absolutely. We've looked at how would you deliver care in a downtown environment, and Roseburg is not Eugene. And so what are the differences between us? What's the expected demand? You know, do you do walk-in? I mean, obviously, if you're going to treat homeless, probably having an appointment system is more an exercise and frustration than anything else. You just maybe should look at walk-in. Is it 5 days a week? Is it on the weekend? So all those variables we've looked at. And one of the things for me is we have our mobile. If we really had to do something downtown, so there's a couple of things that the city wants us to do the building before we can actually deliver healthcare there. We can do administrative call center stuff, but healthcare delivery, there's some things we've got to do the building to bring it up. It's not, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not to code for a medical building. So, that's what we got to work on. So, we want to operationalize it. We want to make sure it's done smartly. I don't know if it's going to be a 5 day a week thing, quite frankly, but you never know with the navigation center on the horizon for the community, that might be part of that equation.
Well, a lot going on right now in Aviva. You've certainly been busy for the past couple of years dealing with all this.
Yeah, I just want to say a shout out. I'll start with my team, but really the whole healthcare community here in Douglas County. You know, and I don't know if you saw, I did a guest column in the News Review, but you know, we're tired. You know, we're like you. We're alarmed at the price of meat in the grocery store or the shortages of things. We're challenged in finding daycare and all the same things, but we also then, you know, part of our job is, you know, as I would say in the military, you know, you got to embrace the suck. You know what's coming, and you got to kind of, you know, dig in and take care of it. But, you know, there's other parts of the community that are doing the same things. You know, our first responders, teachers, people, you know, people working at Fred Meyer. I mean, everyone's been doing this for a couple of years. Not everyone can remote work and still get paid. Or not everyone works outdoors where it's relatively safe. We're dealing with that. But you know what? I have a great team. They really do rise to the occasion. I'm surrounded by dedicated, passionate professionals. So, and the community is well served by every organization that delivers health care in Douglas County.
All right, Casey Bolton, the CEO of Aviva Health, an update there. Thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, thanks so much, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:40 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.